shall we play a game?
How about global thermal nuclear war?
How about a nice game of Skyrim?
And welcome back. Let's play Skyrim. Continuing through the Dark Brotherhood. We've had a bit of a break here in the past couple weeks, but we'll be back finishing up the quest lines as we go. So right now we're at Dark Brotherhood, and currently my character, Ja Rule, the Argonian assassin, is just on the doorstep of right across the water from the Solitude Docks, towards Ustengrav, that area. So I'm across the water, and what I'm doing is currently looking for... Whoops, that's the wrong button. I'm currently looking for... Why am I there? Oh my gosh. Sorry about that. I'm having button issues here. Alright, so I'm currently looking for Commander Morrow on the docks, and then I will board the Cataraya to take care of the Emperor. For Armand Mortier. So that's where we're at. We left off. We had just dealt with Armand in Whiterun, and now we were up in Solitude. Quickly to go over what's going on with my character. Ja Rule is a level 26 Argonian. His most prolific skill is Sneak at 84. One-handed is actually only 34, but I have a lot of perks in Sneak, so... The double backstab is doing some major, major damage. And that's it. A little bit of illusion also, 54 on that. So those are the skills I'm primarily using. As far as gear, I believe I'm wearing the Dark Brotherhood gear for the most part. The shrouded armor, boots, cowl, gloves, etc. So weapon-wise, I have two... steel daggers with fiery soul trap. Two exactly the same. So I also have an ebony bow with fiery soul trap that I don't use very much, and a bunch of other stuff that I need to get rid of that I shouldn't be carrying around. Actually, I should get rid of it before I go on the Cataraya, but too late now. So we're not really going to pick up any stuff anyway. So what I need to do is I am across the waterway from docks, where there's a ship docked in there, and we have the warehouse, of course, and I have to find Morrow and not get caught. Alright, so we're swimming across the water, and being an Argonian definitely has its advantage here, because I can go underwater for quite a while and sneak up the steps here onto the dock landing. Alright. Probably would be better to do this at nighttime, but, you know, it is what it is. Let's see. Alright, let's see if I can get a vantage point from up on this vessel here. I've climbed up onto the Red Wave, which is a ship that is docked right in Solitude there. Just want to see if I can get a peek down on where Morrow is. Okay, he's on the docks. Okay, and he has his back to with the way I will be coming. Let's see if I can get down there. Alright, the problem is it's daytime. I much prefer to do this at night, so my sneak would be much better. So, but... get out our daggers, as you can hear. We're just going to go slow down the docks here. Oh, there's a guard coming up. So what I got to do is avoid that guard, because I can't be seen. I'm kind of wanted, so... Right now, I'm underwater hiding, because I think he saw me, but I'm going to swim away and come back. He caught me for a second. I can't believe it. My sneak is so very high. I'm really stunned that he caught me, actually. So we're going to swim away a little bit of ways away and see what happens here. Hopefully nobody else has been alerted. As you can hear, I'm still underwater. Uh-oh. What is that red? Oh, that's just a slaughter fish. Gonna go up on the shore here. Darn, I was caught. Oh, man. There's a guard. Oh, God. I came up right next to a guard. I'd rather die than go to prison.
So be it.
Alright, I'm going underwater. See ya. Now I gotta escape. Jesus. You know, Man, that was terrible. I guess they're shooting arrows at me, but I'm gonna swim away. And it's okay. I'll be able to get far enough away. Oh, there's another slaughter fish. Alrighty. Now we are across the water again in the woods. Just gonna get hidden. I probably should have used muffle. I did not. But I have shrouded stuff on, so using muffle at this point, I mean, really, would it have done any good? I should become hidden pretty quickly with the perks I'm using. We'll see. Throw on some muffle just for good measure. I'll throw on some muffle. I assume this is the stupid slaughter fish that's still after me. Ah, there we go, hidden. All right, let's get back on this. All right, we're gonna head back to the docks again. We're just across the way, so no big deal. So we're gonna sneak back over there. The heck is that? Oh, it's a fox. I don't know what the fox is going on about, but alrighty. So we are heading back to the docks again to try and get Mara once again and not get found out this time. Really terrible at being an assassin this time, apparently. Should never have been caught that first time. Alright. What is that? There's something in the water. A goat? Oh, there's a dead fox in the water. I don't know what sees me. Something saw me. Hopefully it was not a guard. Here we go. We're at steps again, heading back up onto the dock. If I can get up them. There we go. Tie it again. It is twilight, or the sun is setting anyway. It's not quite twilight yet. This guard. Okay, the guard is heading the other direction. Let's get over there, take care of Maro, jump in the water, and go. Boom. Boom. We got Maro. And we just backstab off into the water. Done. Boom. Out of here. Alright, now we're going to swim over to the Cataraya. Basically did a quick backstab and just jumped over the rail and into the water. Nobody saw us. Alright, we are... Are we there yet? No, we're not quite there yet. Alright, I'm just staying underwater so nobody sees me. Perks of being an Argonian for sure. Way to swim from the docks over to the Cataraya. There's quite a few people on this vessel, I'm going to assume, since the Emperor is there. The real one, not the fake one that we tried to kill. Ah, here we go. We've arrived. Now we just need to find our way onto the vessel. There we go. I see. Let's see a possible way in over here. Ah, yes. Here's an anchor. Okay, we've entered the Cataria. See what this holds for us. Hopefully not a lot of dying. That would be positive. Alright. There seems to be a gentleman over here. It's very dark in here. That's good. Let's see. I'm gonna go very slow. One down. Sailor down. All right, let's head up these steps quietly. All right, there's a room off to the right here. I'm in the bowels of the ship. There is a room off to the right. I start off in a little storage area. Close that door because there's a guy in there. I don't want him to see me. You think he would have noticed me closing the door since he was sitting in a chair, but no. No, he did not. I do hear someone smithing. Let's see, where are they smithing? It's up around the bend here. Gentleman in a bed at the end of the hall. Let me head back over here. I don't know which way he's heading. Go quietly down this hallway here. There's some crates and barrels on either end. Here, there is somebody smithing. I just don't know where. What I should do is... Do I have... I don't think I have throw voice with this character, do I? I don't think I have any shouts, right? Because I'm not playing dragons. That could be a problem. Now, if you... we're playing and you're Dragonborn, you could use throw voice, get people moving around. Can't do that. Never started that quest line with this character. Okay, I'm going to try and sneak into this other room without folks seeing me. The guy who was in this bed is now drinking, so... Alright, let's see. There's a couple soldiers at a bar. There's this guy here. He's drinking. I wonder... I guess we could try... Fury. I don't know if that's going to work or not. Let's give it a go.
What was that?
Alright. I hit him with Fury and I closed the door.
Ha! Found you!
So they're fighting out there. Penis Oculatus took care of him. Alright, so we're just going to wait until things settle down for a second here. We snuck into that gentleman's bedroom after hitting him with, he was just a sailor. We hit him with the Fury. Now we snuck into his room, which is quite dark and nice. Let's open that door. See what's going on. Ah, there's the Penis Oculatus. Alright, I think we can get past that part. Let me do a little muffle here. And then I'll get my other dagger back out. So we're heading into a like the bar area. Whoops. Oh, there you go. The penis oculatus guy is moving. So I'm going to hide in the corner over here. I hear his footsteps. I don't know which way he's going now. Oh, gosh. I got to see where he's at. Trying to peek around the corner here. I don't see him any longer. There's another door over there. That may be where their quarters are. Ah, yes, I see now. Okay, so he is heading back to the bar after going into his living quarters at the front of the ship. All right, let's see if we can sneak into those quarters. See if anybody's in there. All right, I see where he is. Wonder how long he stays there. There's got to be somewhere for me to hide here. So we'll wait for him to come in here and possibly maybe we can take care of him in here. Hear the footsteps. Got him. As soon as he turned the corner, let's, okay, so that's one down. Close that door. Alright, now we have to head up some steps. Oh, what was that noise? Where's that person yawning from? There's an upstairs. That could have possibly been from upstairs, so let's, work our way up there. There's kind of an opening in the center of the bar area room. Alright, so we are up on the catwalk area above it. There's some prison cells. And a few rooms. Okay, there's a door near the top of the steps, which I'm going to try and enter. It's an expert lock. Alright. Give it a try. Oops. Try it one more time here. Oops. Back a little bit. Nope, forward a little bit. Oh, that was so close. There we go. Alright. Very carefully head into this other hallway through the locked door. Oh. There's an agent there. Kind of soculate us there. Come on, go to sleep. There we go. We're going to close that door. And there's a few in here as well. There's another one here. We're going to close that door. And we're at the T in the hallway. Try and go slow here. And there's a door here that is... Whoops. Somebody behind it. That was not good. They did not see us. Oh, another set of stairs. So we're going to head up a second set of stairs here. Go very slow. Alright. We're in another hallway area. Couple doors. Afraid to find out what's behind them. Alright. We have the Emperor's quarters. That is where we have to go. Okay. Let's see, we're gonna have to, it's a master lock, we're gonna have to pick it, because I don't have the key, I did not steal the key. Oops, very close. Okay, we're entering the Emperor's quarters. Let's slowly head in there and quietly take care of the Emperor.
And once more I prove Commander Morrow the fool. I told him, you can't stop the Dark Brotherhood. Never could.
Just put my knives away. He seems to know I'm here. Gonna go over and talk to him.
Come now, don't be shy. You haven't come this far just to stand there gawking.
So you were expecting me.
But of course. You and I have a date with destiny, but so it is with assassins and emperors,
True, true, true.
Yes, I must die, and you must deliver the blow. It is simply the way it is. But I wonder, would you suffer an old man a few more words before the deed is done?
Listening.
Well, I thank you for your courtesy. You will kill me, and I've accepted that fate, but regardless of your path through life, I sense in you a certain ambition. So, I ask of you a favor. An old man's dying wish. While there are many who would see me dead, there is one who set the machine in motion. This person, whomever he or she may be, must be punished for their treachery. Once you've been rewarded for my assassination, I want you to kill the very person who ordered it. Would you do me this kindness?
I shall consider your request.
Thank you. Now, on to the business at hand, I suppose.
Okay, he is actually walking over to the window and turning his back to me. So we are going to honorably take him out quickly. We do not want Emperor Titus to suffer. We have snuck up and given him the pure throat slash. One thing we are going to do is take his robes, because they're all... You know what? I am not going to this time. Normally, on this quest, I will take the robes and enchant them. I enjoy wearing them. They're very nice. But we're going to fully respect Emperor Titus because of how he handled this whole situation. And so we will leave him in his garb so there is no issues. And we are going to escape the vessel here and head back to Almond Vautier and get our pay. So we've opened the exit door in the quarters, the Emperor's quarters, with the key that was on his body. We've left him there, not stripped him of anything, not stolen anything from him. So now we are going to fast travel. We got, I believe, Mr. Motier is in Whiterun still. Yes, he is. So we're gonna head to Whiterun. Oh, I can't fast travel. Why can't I fast travel? Darn it. All right, well, let's get off the ship, shall we? All right, we are off of the Cataraya. We are heading towards Whiterun. I have to get out of that area. Apparently, somebody's after me. I don't know who it is. But there's workers here now, so I'm sure they'll be after me momentarily. Let's see if we can get there. Yes, we can fast travel now. We're off to Cataraya, so we can now fast travel. So, we're going to go visit, get our payment, and see what's going on with this gentleman. Maybe we will consider the Emperor's request, since he was such, handled everything with such class and dignity, knowing he was going to be assassinated. It's the least we can do. This Almond fellow doesn't seem the nicest. Whoops, let me put my blades away as I enter town here. It is nighttime. Perfect time to travel as an assassin. All right, you're heading up through town.
Do you get to the Cloud District very often? Oh, what am I saying? Of course you don't.
Oh, shut up, Nazim. All right. Hello, Carlotta. We're going to enter the Bannered Mare.
Come on in. Let me know if you need anything, or take a seat by the fire, and I'll send someone over.
Thank you, Hulda.
I ain't done nothing.
Great. I don't have time for you. Okay, so we are going to head to the back room and talk to Almont. Let's close the doors behind us.
Aha! You're back.
I am. He's dead.
I know, I know! I received the news not moments ago. Ha-ha! This is glorious! My friend, you may not realize it, but you have served the Empire. Indeed, all of Tamriel in ways you cannot possibly imagine. Ah, but you care little for politics, am I right? You want money, and money you shall have. Your payment waits for you at a dead drop. It is inside an urn, in the very chamber where we first met, in Volenrood. Now please, go. Collect your money, and let us never look upon one another again. Our business, thank the gods, is concluded.
I had to. The farmers are charging. All right,
thank you, Almond.
Let me guess. They're saying it's
your
because
payment
of this
awaits.
Trouble with this.
Don't worry. I'm not stupid enough to betray you.
Exactly. Road patrols were cutting.
They had a deal.
Now the bandits are bolder than ever.
He's done. Had enough of him. I'm going to strip him of his stuff, though, because I'm not a fan. We're going to leave him there. We'll leave him in his clothes, sitting in the chair, and then we're just going to... Let's exit the Bannered Mare and head to Volenrood. Let's go get our payment. Once we get our payment, we can head back to the Sanctuary at Dawnstar. That'll be next episode and see what's going on there. So let's be on our way. Retrieve our payment. Heading to Volenrood. Really need to sell off some things. Getting very heavy in between episodes. I'll probably clear out my pockets of all the excess items that I have. All right. Okay, we are at Volenrood. Go. Let's get inside. I guess technically we could do the Volenrood quest while we're here as well. Maybe we shall. Well, let's finish the Dark Brotherhood first, then we can go back and do that. Alright, so let's go find our payment inside the room here. Ah, there's the urn. Just where he said it would be. Ah, and there's my 20,000 gold. Nice. And then we'll head back and talk to Nazir. Alright, that's been this episode of Let's Play Skyrim. You can, as always... check out the shows at asapodcasting.com. Game Talk with Jeremy. Fallout Feed. Skyrimatic Podcast. What else? Chatterbox was back last week. We were talking about a bunch of... We celebrated our 5th anniversary. And our, 73rd episode. as well as other stuff. Just head over to asapodcasting.com for all that. And our charity event will be coming up in the fall for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Alrighty. Alright, that's all I have for this time. So, take care, and happy Skyriming. Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Play Skyrim. Opening and closing theme music provided by Visager. Visit visager.us. to hear all of his other music. To contact the show, email skyrimaticpodcast@gmail.com. Also, be sure to leave an iTunes review if you enjoy what you hear. For all of our other shows, head to asapodcasting.com, including My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis with Jeremy, Game Talk, General Gaming Podcast, The Fallout Feed, Fallout Podcast, Skyrimatic Podcast, and The Chatterbox.